morning, we're continuing Chayyadim Klal Nun, and we're learning Simen Yud Gimel. So the Chayyadim says, Ochem at b'shoah b'chazav ochem. So a person do not eat this share of a kazayis, which we mentioned in the previous Simen at one time. He ate it spread out over a period of time. And he ate, paused, and he ate some more, etc. So at one point do we say that this is a tzirif when you ate a kazayis, or do we say that the gap has been so significant that we cannot look at it as one mice of achila? If you need a kazayis, eat half a kazayis today and half a kazayis tomorrow, that's not called eating a kazayis. The gap is so large, we look at it as two separate acts of achila. The point of it is that the Torah says, v'chalto, then there's a mitzvah of giving, saying a bracha, which that's by the mitzvah of the raisa benching, and then we extrapolate from there, came the raisa tikkun by all the other brachas, it has to have a same shem achila. We know that the shem achila in all of the Torah is a kazayis. So we're also, it's a kazayis, but there's a din over there that it has to be within a certain time frame, otherwise a person will not get malchus if he eats half a kazayis of chazer on one day, and then he eats a half a kazayis of chazer 3 days later, he doesn't get malchus. It's two separate mices of achila. It has to be one unit. So, main mechilas of achila rishona, atzav achila achrona, b'yaday achilas pras, shushir gimel bayim, mitzar from avorech, mimlav, eno mitzar. So, the chazal have a masara that the time frame is what's known as halacha is k'day achilas pras. The time it takes to eat a pras. Now, the word pras, we discussed this before, the word pras means a part of something, because it's referring to a Mishnah in Erevin, which talks about the amount of food which is necessary for the two meals when you're making your Ruvei Chetzeris. You have to put down two meals worth, and we give a shear how big that is. Now, so half of that is one meal's worth. So that's why it's referred to as pras. It's not specifically because it's a part of something, but it happens to be it was said in the context of that larger loaf of bread, which is two meals worth. So one half of that is one meal's worth. How large is that loaf? There's two opinions in the Gemara. Actually, more than two opinions in the Gemara, but there's two opinions which are potentially paskin-like by the Rishonim. One opinion says that it's 8 bayim. One opinion says that it's 6 bayim. So half of that is either 4 bayim or 3 bayim. Rashi paskins that it's 8 bayim, which means the one meal is 4 bayim. The Rama paskins that it's 3 bayim. So if a person, that's what Chazal said, that's a minimal meal. A minimal meal is that shear. It's clear in multiple places that wasn't a large meal. That was a meal which a person would eat all day at chak. We need such a meal. He eats 3 kebeyas worth or 4 kebeyas worth. That's a small meal. So a person will eat this kazayas in the time it takes to eat that amount of food normally. So it's called, he ate it as a meal. But if it would take longer than that, it's not called eating it as a meal. When does it start? It starts from the beginning of the first achila to the end of the last achila. He has to get the whole kazayas in. It's not that he could start, wait the time, and then eat the other half. So the gap between the two is this time frame. That's not the point. The point is that all of the chila is contained within this time frame. So it starts at the beginning of the chila, and it goes till the end of the chila. When is that the chila starts? So this is a discussion, but the assumption is that the chila starts when a person swallows. So still a person swallows, so there's no hanos me'ayim, there's no... the halacha looks at the act of achila. There's a question more when is the dinim of isser, etc. Where do they apply? Is the isser on the hanoah which a person has in the while they're eating it, or when the fact that they have some level of sriya when they eat it? That's called anos me'ayim. That starts when a person swallows. So when a person swallows, that's when the time frame starts. And he has this time frame. So what is the time frame? So the famous Chassam Sofer, which talks about that the shear is 2 minutes, and possibly it's 9 minutes. For the purpose of Bracha Achrona, we don't follow either of those opinions. In regards to eating Yom Kippur, We say that preferably a person should try mimakrin and have a gap of 9 minutes between his achilas. That's because of the chumrah of Yom Kippur. But in general, that's not the shear that we follow. The shear we follow is a shear of 4 minutes. So if a person will eat his kazayas within the time frame of 4 minutes, that is called that he ate it k'day achilas pras. In regards to being mekayim mitzvahs, that's eating matzah the first night of Pesach. So there, some suggest we should try and be mekayim the other sheet of the Chassam Sofer, that it's 2 minutes, l'chumra. But many persons say that again, that you do not need to try and complete the gazayas in the time frame of 2 minutes. A person with mekayim in the time frame of 3.5 minutes or 4 minutes of different opinions, so that would be enough to say that he did the mitzvah. So a person should try and get it in within the time frame. So a person eats the kazayas of the bread in the time frame of k'day achilas pras of 4 minutes, he's able to say bracha achrona, he's able to bench, and if not, he's not able to. If the time frame takes longer, then they're not mitzdarif. Now the Piskei Mishnah Berurah here raises a question in regards to the halachos of Sviya, which we will leave for the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.